Welcome to the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast with your host, hailing from Kokona, Wisconsin, riding a CST Tires SSI decals traveling back Yamaha YFZ450R, four-time ATV motocross national champion, number 25, Cody Jansen.
What's up, everybody?
We're back!
Welcome to the latest edition of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, episode 126. Shout out Logan Tremelin of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, presented by our title sponsor, CST Tires, in stock and available for purchase today at shop.csttires.com. I'm your host, Cody Jansen, saying hello to our more than 241,000 monthly Digging Deep listeners in 105 countries in which you are listening. And on this episode, we are joined by Canada's own Tom Ebden, who is nominated for an Amateur Rider of the Year award after winning two AMA ATV Motocross National Championships here in 2023. This conversation was a lot of fun as we chatted about Tom's breakout season, Canadian ATV racing past and present, the 2024 scheduled release, and more. But even before we get to Tom, we have some news to break to kick off this episode regarding some riders and teams that we cover a lot on this show. So that coming right up. But first, let's quickly shout out all of our incredible partners. CST Tires, go to shop.csttires.com today. Yamaha, thanks to Blue Crew. Thanks to SSI Decals, Valvoline, DID Racing Chain, Nemira Technologies, Bronco ATV and UTV Components, Launderville Steel Enterprises and Concrete Supply, the financial advice of the Haymauer Financial Group, DP Brakes, Factory 43, Binky's Forever ATC Museum, Impact Solutions, Ultimate Poly Products, UPP Racing is our choice when it comes to case savers, chain sliders, intake manifolds, and more, and Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. Get the best stocking stuffer of the season by going to manscaped.com and using code DIGGINGDEEP20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Whether it's the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, the GOAT of electric razor trimmers, my favorite, the Beard Hedger Pro Kit from Manscaped, or the best nose hair trimmer ever, the Weed Whacker 2.0, get 20% off and free shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. I've said it 100 times, so rad that Manscaped is continuing to invest in ATV racing as a longtime partner of Digging Deep. Outside the industry, sponsors are obviously hard to come by, so help us keep them in the fold and involved in ATV racing by using our Digging Deep 20 code so they know you enjoy Digging Deep and what we're all about. Support all the great companies that support us, and for any products that fall through the cracks, click that Rocky Mountain ATV MC banner on our website to help us out. Preparations for the 2024 season should be in full swing, and no matter what off-road gear parts you need this off-season, Rocky Mountain ATV MC has you covered. But before you buy, simply click that Rocky Mountain ATV MC banner on our website. By using our specific link, we get a percentage of what you buy on the back end, enabling you to help us out while purchasing the parts you need anyway. And did you know you can buy OEM parts from Rocky Mountain ATV MC as well? Yep, shipped conveniently right to your door. So click that Rocky Mountain ATV MC banner on our website, diggingdeepatvmx.com, to help us out while satisfying all your gear and parts needs. Shout out to our monthly donors, Justin Branham, Robert Baumsteiger, and Diogo Costa. If you are interested in donating and hearing your name on the show, you can find the Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee donation links on our website. Major thanks to all who have donated, past or present. Now, if you can't donate but you still want to help us out, you can leave us a rating or a review on iTunes and Spotify. That helps us out in a major way. It lets our partners know that you enjoy Digging Deep. But now it's showtime. The 30-second board is up, it's sideways, and the gate is down. Time to dig deep.
Let's go!
And as promised, we start this episode with the breaking news that Media All-Stars and the Music Racing Team will join forces for the 2024 season. As many of you know, the Media All-Stars team has been traveling the AMA ATV Motocross National Circuit for many years. The team has supported many talented racers on their way to 53 national championships and AMA ATV Motocross Race Team of the Year awards in both 2011 and 2015. As for the Music Racing and Repair Team, Music Racing burst onto the ATV racing scene by winning multiple championships right after their formation. The team headed by former AMA ATV Pro racer Brett Musig took home the 2022 AMA ATV Motocross Race Team of the Year Award, and in 2023, Musig Racing created a successful environment for five-time European champion Kevin Saar, who went on to earn his first pro-class podium in America on his way to ninth place overall in the AMA ATV MX Pro Class. The sky is the absolute limit for this newly merged team in 2024. Stay tuned for more details regarding the United Motorsports Media All-Stars Music Racing and Repair Team. And in addition, Digging Deep has learned that Brandon Hoag, former top three finisher in the AMA ATV Pro Class, has plans to convert to Music Racing components for the 2024 season. More on that to come as well. So what an exciting topic to start this episode with. Obviously, we'll hear more about the Media All-Stars and Music Racing team merger for this 2024 season. I'm sure we'll talk with those guys as the season nears. That'll be very exciting. A team that's been around forever and has been successful in the Media All-Stars team, and then the Music Racing team, who, with Brandon Hoag, finished in the top three in points. Obviously, we saw the impressive nature of Kevin Saar this past season, and Brett and CD just have that program obviously so figured out that these guys are going to compete at the highest level of the sport for sure. But the part of it that I want to comment on further before we get into the main course of this episode is the Brandon Hoag aspect of it. And I was on these episodes all season long this past season, commenting on how cool I thought it was that every time they got the chance, the Music Racing and Repair team talked so highly of Brandon Hoag. And Brandon obviously rode for them in 2022, did absolutely incredible for them. They were a match made in heaven. And Brandon bolted. He went on to a program that he thought was going to be better, or a deal that he thought made more sense for him. And yet I know that I sat with Brett on the morning that he learned of this news at Loretta's 2022. He was crushed. And yet they cheered for Brandon, pulled for Brandon, hung off the fence for Brandon every chance they got last season in 2023. And now things kind of come full circle to where they're back somewhat a part of Brandon's program. And I think that's so cool. And I think it's such a telling tale that you never burn bridges, whether in this sport or life, you never burn bridges. So super, super excited to learn more and more about this. But when Brett said, hey, I don't know if you want to break this news on the show, but here it is if you want to. Pretty stoked that we could do that and stoked to learn more as this unfolds. So we start this episode with breaking news, but now let's get to the main course with Tom Ebden. Enjoy. We'll get right back to the show, but now a word from our sponsors. And thank you for listening to these ads. Without these great companies, none of this would be possible. Show your support for the people who support us. The official tire choice of Digging Deep, CST tires are the choice of ATV Racing's elite on the track, in the woods, and every other terrain. CST tires swept the ATV racing world in 2022 as Joel Hetrick, Bryson Neal, and Bo Barron rode their Pulse MXR and Pulse HT tires to an ATV Pro Motocross title, GNCC XC1 Pro title, and 10th ATV Pro Works Racing title, respectfully. Led by champion Joel Hetrick and podium contenders Bryce Ford, Jeffrey Rastrelli, and Nick Janusa, CST's Pulse MXR tire is the most trusted tire in ATV Motocross today. Available in soft and standard compounds, the Pulse MXR offers the highest level of traction, most predictable cornering, and superior wear characteristics when compared to the competition. And did I mention they have a contingency program as well? Visit shop.csttires.com to join the CST takeover today, or prepare to be beat by someone who did. The best of the best choose CST. Do you? You know we're Team Blue Crew here at the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, as the Yamaha YFZ450R is the official ATV of Digging Deep. In a move started by eight-time ATV MX Pro Class National Champion Chad Weenan, who with his next championship will become the winningest champion in ATV motocross history, we are living in ATV Racing's YFZ450R era. Alongside Weenan, seven-time GNCC XC1 Pro ATV National Champion Walker Fowler welcomed a pair of new champions to the Yamaha Champions Club, as the podium-proven Yamaha YFZ450R proved to be the winning choice for Joel Hetrick and Bryson Neal. This unprecedented success for the YFC450R, its unrivaled quality and performance, and the clear fact that Yamaha is the leading OEM supporter of ATV racing has resulted in a complete Yamaha takeover within the sport quad market. Evident by the continuation of Yamaha's Blue Crew Racer Support Program, Yamaha riders will once again cash in on payout and prize opportunities in 2023, including a chance to win a brand new YFZ450R. For more info, head over to YamahaBlueCrew.com. Follow Yamaha Outdoors, as well as the new Blue Crew official channel on social media, and check out Yamaha's full proven off-road lineup at YamahaOutdoors.com today. SSI decals, your way. SSI Decals sets the standard with the best looking decals, graphics kits, and vinyl wraps in the industry. Established in 1947, SSI took shape as an offshoot of their parent company by doing a little work for local pro Chad Weenan. Nearly two decades later, and fueled by a passion for ATVs, the company has flourished into one of ATV Moto's most recognized brands. From ATV Motocross, SSI has expanded into graphics and design work for top racers in GNCC, Works Racing, Pro Motocross and Supercross, off-road, and more, headlined by eight-time world champion Top Fuel drag racer Clay Milliken. Whether your project is big or small, SSI Decals will make your identity stick. Get started today at SSIDecals.com and use code DIGGINGDEEP10 for 10% off at checkout. Things are about to get sick. The Digging Deep ATBMX podcast is brought to you in part by DID and their wide range of championship-winning chains. From the street to the track and everywhere in between, DID chains are designed to give you the optimal riding experience with great performance and increased chain life. Consistent to the core, pick up your box of reliability today. DID, what drives you?
We are proud to be partnered with Nomura Technologies. For over 20 years, Nomura has pushed the limit of value and reliability in the ATV and side-by-side market. Covering more applications than anyone in the industry, Nomura's full line of cast and forged pistons, connecting rods, gasket kits, and industry-leading top-end repair kits and more have led to higher overall engine performance for your machine. Visit your local dealer or online at www.nomura.com and follow along on Instagram for giveaways and exciting new products in 2023. Nomura Technologies, your one-stop shop engine component supplier.
We are pleased to be partnered with Bronco ATV and UTV Components. Bronco has been an industry leader in replacement hard parts and accessories for all makes and models for over 15 years. With a catalog that includes a full line of electrical components, engine internals and cylinders, shock and suspension parts, winches, clutch kits, valves, carb kits, bearing kits, and drive chain parts, Bronco is your hard parts source for whatever you need for whatever you ride. Available exclusively through distributors around the world, visit your local dealer or online at BroncoATV.com.
For over 150 years, Valvoline has been dedicated to constant improvement and innovation across all disciplines of racing. As a proud member of Team Valvoline for nearly a decade, I have witnessed their unwavering commitment to pushing the boundaries of performance. Valvoline has sponsored some of the greatest names in motorsports, solidifying their position as a powerhouse within the industry. Being a part of this historically great team has been an incredible privilege. When it comes to my equipment, whether it's my daily commuting vehicles, race quads, or anything in between, I trust nothing but Valvoline. Their range of products and lubricants consistently deliver increased horsepower, durability, and engine life. I'm excited to announce Valvoline's breakthrough in performance, Valvoline Ultimate Power Sports. With up to 8 times stronger rust protection and 50% better wear protection, this cutting-edge formula ensures your ATV's engine runs smoother and longer for the ultimate ride. Tackle rugged terrains with confidence, knowing your ATV's engine is equipped with the best protection available. Ready to experience the next level of performance? Head over to shop.valvolineglobal.com and use code DIGGINGDEEP10 at checkout to unlock an exclusive 10% off on your purchase. Don't miss out on this limited time offer to enhance your ATV's performance with Valvoline's Ultimate Power Sports Engine Oil. All right, guys, back for another episode of the Digging Deep ATVMX podcast. And tonight I'm joined by a rider that I've received a number of messages recommending that we get him on the show. Brought to you by Ultimate Poly Products, UPP Racing has been producing American-made case savers, chain sliders, intake manifolds, and more since 1998. Join top pro riders like Bryson Neal, Walker Fowler, John Glotta Jr., Adam McGill, Cole Richardson, and more by using UPP Racing's industry-leading products. Use discount code DIGGINGDEEP15 at uppracing.com to save on your next order. And with that, I am proud to welcome the Pride of Ontario, Canada, 2023 450A and College 16-24 ATV Motocross National Champion, Mr. Tom Ebden. Tom, welcome to Digging Deep, and congrats on by far the best season of your racing career, buddy. Stoked to chat about it a little bit.
Yes, thanks, Cody. Thanks for having me on here, and yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, man. So a couple AMA ATV Motocross National Championships in the 450A and College 16-24 classes this past season, 10 overall, 16 moto wins along the way. This year had to feel like a dream for you, pal. So much success, and it really seemed like you took a major step forward with your progress this year. So tell me about how you did that, because I don't want to say you came out of nowhere. I mean, you won races in the B class last year, but you were the guy to beat in those A classes and in 16-24 this year. So tell me about that.
Well, you're telling me stats that I even know about, but thank you. I trained pretty hard all winter and just went to Gatorback, and I really had no expectations going into the season. I think I had like a top five in mind and whatnot, like nothing crazy, and went to Gatorback and I won the overall in college there, and it really surprised myself. Okay. And it just made me want more and more, and then just kept digging deeper, and finally I won a couple more college overalls, and then I think around Ironman I got my first overall in 450A and my first moto win, and then I think that just really set fire, and I just kept wanting more, and and here we are.
Man, that's awesome to hear. I mean, winning the A class is a big deal. Winning the A class in your first year in it is a super big deal. And like I said, you were a B rider last year in 2022. You won three overalls last year in the B class. Prior to that, you were just a 250 rider. So your progression was really, really quick. And it was really fun to see. You kind of filled us in on how you did that. Now, you talked about training really hard. I believe that you stayed at Deckers last off season, right? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I got there around mid-January, and then stayed down there until Gatorback. And then I went to Texas and trained in Texas until Underground. And then I finally came home.
Got it. So other than me asking, or rather than me asking you, how you did that, you know, I think, you know, a lot of it probably goes back to being at Deckers, I would think, because I've said for as long as Deckers has now been around as this prominent ATV, you know, training facility that it's become, to be around and ride with so many other fast guys, like there's no way to simulate that speed and that train. I mean, training with such fast people is only going to make you faster. I would have to imagine that doing that, had you come into the season, like you didn't even know where you were going to stack up in your classes, but it had you going faster than you probably even thought you were going, just simply by being at Deckers.
No, that's right. No, like Deckers is definitely the place to be if you want to get better. And just going out there every day and just riding with some fast guys, and you know, maybe not being able to stay with them their whole moto, but you know, follow them for a lap or two, and mm-hmm. just learn some things, and even just watching and also being around a good atmosphere, and the whole family, the whole Decker family is super nice. And 2 weeks before Daytona, because I did race pro sport at Daytona, I got super, super sick. I basically didn't come out of my RV for about a week. And I couldn't ride, and because I had such a bad headache, and it wasn't a good deal. So like even before Gatorback, I wasn't even feeling 100%. So I did get definitely good quality training in, but I probably didn't get in as much as I would have liked to.
Got it. So maybe that explains why, even at the beginning of the season, it wasn't like you necessarily hit your stride. It was a few races in where you hit your stride. And I think you had a race or two there where you like swept all of your motos. And there was at least one there where you won every moto all weekend long for yourself, which is obviously a good feeling. Fill me in a little bit. You know, obviously we can hear your Canadian accent a little bit. I know you're from Canada. So coming from Canada, how did you get into the ATV racing thing? Like, what's the ATV racing scene like where you come from?
So I'll basically just start from the start. So basically, my dad raced dirt bikes before I was born, and he He always wanted to get me into it. So my mom and dad bought me a four wheeler when I was four for my fourth birthday.
Okay.
And I always just bugged my dad. I'm like, hey, I want to race. And he's like, well, I don't know if mom's going to approve. So the next year, when I was f turned five, they took me to my first race just around 2 hours away from here. And that was back when our local series was really good. And
Yeah.
yeah, it took me to my first race and I won. And ever since then, I was obviously hooked. So yeah, I raced for about 2 or 3 seasons here. And then I started coming to like a national or 2 a year. I think my first national was Unadilla.
Okay.
And yeah, so and then finally, I think in like 2017 was our last year with our local series and any series in the Canada. But yeah, just because of like promoter stuff and just nobody really around here even allows quads. There's one track 45 minutes away from my house, and that's the only track other than like a couple buddies I have will let ride a quad at their track, which it's kind of sad to be honest.
Yeah.
But I do understand that there's little to anybody even riding a four wheeler around here anymore. So yeah, so basically that had no choice, but if I wanted to keep racing, we had to come to the nationals and race. So yeah, we started off not racing them all, just racing the ones that were close. And then last year, 2022 was the first year that we planned to race them all.
Okay.
Didn't do that, but this year, 2023, was the first year that I ever raced every single national.
You got to go to them all. Okay, so similar to like my, even where I come from, right? Like I've said on a number of these shows that like the ATV racing scene here in Wisconsin just isn't that great for whatever reason. It's just in motocross in general, like has kind of just died off a little bit here. There really is nowhere to ride ATVs. No tracks really let us ride here, and we used to have a local series here that had 200, 300, 400 riders at an event at ATV only events. Like it was really, really big here, and it just fell to the wayside. So you hate to see that, but that part I can totally relate to. And I did the same thing growing up. Like we, in 2007, we went to all the races, but then for a number of years after that, like I could only go to a few, and finally then we got back in it, and it just makes you like appreciate being at the races so much. I don't know if that's something that resonates with you. But like just to be able to go to all the races, like I remember being a little boy and like watching, I had these videos, like these DVDs of, old races at like Muddy Creek and Birch Creek back then, like these tracks that like weren't even anything that special, but like to me it was like looked like heaven, right? So I don't know if you if that's how it was for you or whatever, but just to be able to go to all the tracks, man, if you spent a number of years wishing you could, I can imagine, at least for me, man, like when I got to go to all the races, finally, it sure felt like a special feeling to me. Like I looked around at all the people that used to be able to go to all the races and like, just thought to myself, man, I wish that could be me. And when I finally got to go to them all, like I soaked it all up.
Yeah, no, that's definitely how I always felt. And I'm definitely very lucky to even go racing in general, for my parents to even let me go to even go to one national, you know. So no, that's how I felt pretty much my whole life. Just like always watching it, and like even back in like I don't know what years, but like when people started live streaming the races, and you can kind of watch from like where they were standing and stuff, and that just gave me enough joy that feel like I was there, right? But no, I definitely feel that for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. So growing up in, in Canada, like coming where you come from, did you look up to, like the Canadian pros? Like, did you look up to the Richard Pellschatts and, maybe Matteo Deroy, was a guy at the time, a few years ago, and even going back farther than that would be like Greg G and that group. So did you look up to any of those Canadian riders at all growing up,
Yeah.
or was it just the US guys?
No, definitely for sure. Greg, he lives about like 2 or 3 hours away from me.
Really?
On
Okay,
the
cool.
yeah, so he lives like south of me, about 2 or 3 hours.
Time out for 1 second. So remember where you are so you can pick up from there. But where are you located? Like relative to the states, like where are you relative to like where we are here?
So I basically say I'm 2.5 hours north of Niagara Falls, if that helps
Okay,
anybody
so
that's
you're
listening.
yeah, so out east, you're north of New York, basically.
Yeah,
Got
that's
it.
pretty much where I am.
Got it. So now pick up where we left off with Greg.
Yeah, so they live over there, and there was a bunch of other pros like David Selecki. He raced all the
Yes.
nationals back in the day, and
Yes, he did. Yep.
Cody Withey. He lives a couple hours north of me. David actually lives about 45 minutes away from my house, so that's pretty cool.
I love those guys. Those are the nicest guys you'd ever find.
Yeah, they're a funny crew. That we're actually on the phone with his dad the other day, but that's besides the point. But yeah, no, definitely the all the pros that raced our series and that were there, I definitely looked up to, and especially the ones that you hung out with and did things with. It was always looked up to them and always wanted to be like them someday. And then you said about Matthew DeRoy, we actually had the same number.
Yes, number 70.
Yeah,
Yep.
so. Yeah, so definitely looked up to those guys.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. And then now you got my mind going because I'm thinking about like how cool it was, and now we don't have Unadilla, which is a bummer. But
Yeah.
I always loved Unadilla for whatever reason. I just farthest trip for me, but I loved it there.
Yeah, definitely be a long one.
Yeah, 20, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 hours, something like that. But
Damn.
I always loved it there, and I always thought it was so cool because it had a different feel from every other national, really, because you had like a whole crew of the Canadian riders, and you had any
Yep.
ATV guys come over, and it felt like a border war almost, like you had
Yeah.
just so many different guys come in. It wasn't just the national crew. And I hate that we don't have that anymore without Unadilla, because that was
Yeah.
something that was really, really special about that race. Like you never knew exactly what to expect, no matter what the class, you never knew exactly what to expect
For
when we
sure.
showed up at Unadilla. I love that.
Yeah, no, I miss Unadilla too, because it was just so close to our, it was 6.5 hours, and you woke up Thursday morning and just drove to the track, and it was nice. So it
Yeah.
was always a nice drive too.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
The following message is brought to you by Manscaped.com. The Manscaped engineering team has outdone themselves this time, creating the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, now available for purchase in the US and Canada. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, an official sponsor of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, with this exclusive offer of 20% off and free worldwide shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I am blown away. This thing is next level. What sets this trimmer apart from all the rest? The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. It features a new multi-functioning on-off switch with travel lock for those of us who like to travel. And my favorite, the new trimmer allows you to customize your trim with 4 different guard lengths, an upgrade from its predecessor that only featured 2. If you're listening, you know that good tools are a must, so wait no more to get the best tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com by using code DIGGINGDEEP20.
Hey everyone, this is Larry Mills, president of DP Breaks North America and proud partner of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast. We at DP Breaks are a longtime supporter of ATV racing and the world leader in sintered brake technology, dominating the ATV world for decades by supporting the best four-wheeled racers on the planet. This year's lineup includes Jeff Rastrelli, Mark Baldwin and Baldwin Motorsports, Ford Brothers Racing, Nick Janusa, and many more, including Mr. Digging Deep himself, Cody Jansen. Plus all the top 17 GNCC pros, such as seven-time champion Walker Fowler, Bryson Neal, Hunter Hart, Cole Richardson, Jared McClure, Adam McGill, and previous champion Chris Borch. These top riders continue to appreciate the high performance and impressive durability that their DP brakes have to offer. Products ultimately help place them on top of the podium week after week. DP brakes are available through www.dp-brakes.com, or you can purchase them through your local Parts Unlimited stocking dealer, or you can even message us, myself, Larry Mills, or DP Brakes on Instagram or Facebook. And if you have any questions about product or sponsorship support, please ask us. We are waiting for you. Join the best ATV riders in the world equipped with DP Brakes, and have a great year, everyone.
Nearing two decades into the brand's existence, Factory 43 is back and better than ever, continuing to make major waves in the ATV world. For the third consecutive season, Factory 43 is the official aluminum parts choice of the Phoenix Racing ATV team, providing their state-of-the-art Evo Nerf bars, MX-style front bumpers, and grab bars for two-time champ Joel Hetrick. If you're in the market to upgrade your Nerf bars, bumpers, or grab bars, head over to Factory43ATV.com to see their full line of industry-leading products available for all makes and models. Head over to Factory43ATV.com today. So ahead of the conversation here, you kind of told me one thing for sure you wanted to touch on was the traveling aspect and maybe, you know, the border situation. So kind of fill me in on that. So first of all, for every race all season long, do you have a base here in the States or do you commute from all the way from home to each race and back and forth? How does that work? And then obviously fill me in on what it's like to cross the border, especially with everything you bring with you to an ATV motocross race, because that's nothing that I've ever experienced before.
Yeah, so usually I'm down south in the winter. So if I go in January to Deckers, which that's where we're planning on this year. Okay. And I usually don't come back until about April. So in that time I'll go to all the races and then I'll come home, and then after that it's usually back and forth to the races to home. Sometimes I'll stay at some of my buddies' houses, but other than that, usually just back and forth, because usually after that, the races aren't too far. Like High Point, 7 hours.
Not bad.
Ironman's 10, Sunset's about 11, 12. The farthest one from our house is Loretta's, which is 14 hours. So it's not too bad.
It's really not that bad. No, because like for me, like Loretta's is like 12, and High Point is like 10 or 12. And so really, like, that's not that much different than what like I experience.
No, for sure. But the struggle, this, I wouldn't say it is a struggle, but sometimes it can be a struggle just crossing the border, especially like if anybody knows that who races, like the they know how much stuff you need to bring, and like you got two or three bikes in the trailer, your side by side, all your parts and tools and your motor home and all that, and you're going across this border, and sometimes the guy can be a dick for lack of better words, but yeah. Sometimes they can be mean about it, other times they can't be, but like we've had times that they pulled us into the and like ripped the whole motor home apart, on like unloaded half of the trailer, stuff like that. But I mean, it depends on the day and the guy you get, but usually they're pretty good, but you never know what's going to happen. And especially like sometimes if it's like a long weekend or something or a holiday, it varies, but
got it.
That's one thing about living over here. But another thing I wanted to touch on too was the border closed in 2020,
yep.
For about a year. And in 2021, I got an athlete's visa. So it's a P1 athlete's visa.
Okay.
And so that allowed me, when the border was closed, to go on back and forth across the border to go race.
Got
and,
it.
And so that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I was really happy to even go do that, because mm-hmm. The year before I didn't even just rode around and just rode for fun, you know, but.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty much the border situation.
Got it. Well, I never even thought about the COVID part of the whole border situation. Like, yeah, that would have been a hurdle for you for sure. So to get that athlete visa is pretty special. That's actually a pretty cool thing you can always say, you know, to have an athlete visa like that for that year or whatever. So I guess give me a little bit more on that, because so crossing the border for you is obviously a normal thing. For 99% of my listeners right now, it's not. So like,
no.
I know it varies, right? But like in a standard, whatever you would call an average situation, like what happens when you get to the border like that, you have this rig with you and all this stuff. What happens when you get to the border and you're ready to cross?
So usually, you just pull up and, you hand the guy or, your passport, and he'll, ask where you're going. So like, for instance, say you're going to, Nashport, Ohio, to Briarcliff or something.
Yep.
And you can say that, and then they're like, okay. And then the purpose of your trip for an ATV motocross race, and then they'll ask how long are you going to be away, and then say in like Sunday night or Monday morning. Then might ask a couple more questions about if you're bringing anything across, like groceries or like food, like fruit or like meats and stuff like that. And
Really? That's something that they're worried about?
they're, I guess, you're not allowed to bring certain things. Well, some things are in season too, so sometimes you could bring something across certain times of the year
That's so
and
weird.
stuff. It's strange, but and then
Okay.
usually they'll hand it back. Usually they'll hand it back, and you can go.
Okay, got it. So then is it like a nervous moment when they're like, "Hey, we want to look inside your stuff," or is
Yeah,
it
I
like,
mean,
"No, this is
everything.
part of it?"
No, everything's legit. So you're really not concerned. It's
Yeah,
just
you're not smuggling anything, so I guess.
no, but it's just more so. Sometimes you get a little worried, like especially earlier days when it was just becoming new to us across the border all the time. It was a little bit more nerve-wracking, but
I'm sure,
now that
yeah.
I pretty much cross the border once or twice a month, and it has become second nature. Sometimes I do get a little nervous, but it gets pretty easy after time.
Got it. So I think it's probably no different than here necessarily, other than like going to the border, you have to have contact with these officials or whatever. But I mean, even here, like you can find a stickler, patrol officer or whatever. I remember a story of, I think it was Nick DeNoble having, something happen with his trailer, like a weld cracked on the hitch or something like that. And when the police showed up to check this thing out, I think this is Nick's story. I think when they showed up, they determined that this thing was like too heavy and would not let the thing move. Like there it sat and
Really?
they wouldn't let it move. So you're probably right. I mean, no matter what, you might find somebody that's gonna take their authority to, the nth degree. But glad to know that it's not too hard to cross the border like that. And that's always something I was glad you wanted to touch on it, because it's always something that I've kind of wondered about it. Just like I said, I've never experienced that before. But okay, so kind of finishing up the Canadian topic there, because obviously being a Canadian rider, this is very much a part of your being. And I'm sure that there's a sense of pride that comes with being a Canadian, kind of representing Canada here in the United States. But whether it's a Canadian rider or a US rider, or maybe even an abroad rider, do you have a rider whose style you try to emulate? Because that's always such an interesting question to me. You can kind of, you might tell me right now who you think you ride like or want to ride like. And, this is how maybe people, as they watch you and watch you progress throughout your career here, are going to connect you to. So do you have a rider that you, I don't know, maybe specifically look up to, or somebody that, you try to emulate with your riding? Is that something that's going on here?
I wouldn't, I couldn't really tell you if I try to ride like someone.
Okay.
I used to, like, a long time ago when I was little, I used to watch like countless hours of Joel riding, like for hours. I'd be
That's,
glued to the
hey,
computer screen trying to watch him throw whips and stuff.
that's you and everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, just watching that guy ride is just it's insane. But
Yeah.
no, I mean, I've watched, I just, I don't know. I mean, I just try to have my own style and just have nice style and be smooth. But I mean, yeah, I really don't have an answer to that question. No, I try to have my own style, if that makes sense. But
It does. Yeah, no, it does. It's one of those things too where everybody's got their own riding style, right? But even sometimes it's your body type. Like I'm not a tall guy, but for whatever reason, when I was younger, I felt like, and maybe it's because my body, it's 6 feet tall. Maybe I was closer to being Chad size than I don't know, Joel and I are about the same age, but taller than Joel. So when I was younger, like I always wanted to try to ride like like Chad or like Dustin Wimmer or, you know, some of those taller riders. When I was even younger than that, it was Joe Bird. I wanted to ride like Joe Bird and point with my knee like Joe Bird did. But yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, everybody's got their own riding style, but I think sometimes, you know, just like you're talking about seeing Joel and, you know, his doing whips or whip videos or whatever. And, you know, all of us are guilty of trying to ride, like, you know, some of the guys that we look up to, you know, along the way there. So as we look to 2024 then, pal, you know, we're in just about the middle of the off season now, like the season's really not that far away at this point. So as we look to 2024, I imagine the plan is to graduate to pro sport, maybe pro-am, because I know that, just like you referenced earlier, you already tested the waters briefly there by signing up for pro sport at Daytona. You finished 11th there at the season opener. So, what's the plan for 2024?
My plans for 2024 is run pro sport and pro-am. I really don't have like a certain expectation. I'm just trying to keep it like I did last year. But like top five would be awesome. A couple podiums would honestly mean the world and just would be awesome. But no, not looking and expecting too much. I know my capabilities and I know what I'm capable of. But I don't have too many expectations. But we'll see how it goes, and wherever it goes, it goes.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I mean, especially like you said, that's exactly how you played your cards this season, and everything kind of really fell into place for you with two titles there. I think that you'll find, especially with pro sport, because those motos are still relatively short, still, you know, not much different than what you're used to right now. The starts are so important in pro sport with so many fast guys. The starts are so important, and you kind of let the chaos go on, you know, behind you, hopefully, you know, putting yourself in good position there is so important. But if you're able to go out and get good starts like you did this season in, you know, in pro sport and pro am, I mean, I would think, you know, you're going to find your way onto the podium there. And if you can, you know, I mean, you know how it goes. There's so many fast guys in those classes. I'm sure you've been watching it for as long as you've been at these ATV Nationals with so many fast guys. The more consistent you can be, if you can, you know, grab a few or a number of podium finishes, you're going to be in the podium hunt for the championship as well. That's just how that goes with so many fast guys. So you put yourself in good position like you did this season, pal. And I think, you know, your whatever goals you may have in your heart of hearts, I would sure think that they're up for grabs.
No, I definitely think so. And that's the goal, just to be better every day. And I've just been putting in the work lately, in the gym and stuff. Obviously can't ride because the weather is becoming pretty terrible around here. But then by the middle of January, I'll be down at Deckers again riding and, nice. And just getting better and getting faster and getting ready for the season.
Hey, it was snowing here earlier this morning. So, I mean, I'm sure that you don't have anything too much different than I do.
Yeah, no, our first snowfall was Halloween. So
And about the same for us. Yeah, about the same for us.
Yeah, so, I mean, the ground isn't frozen yet for any of it to stick to the ground, but we had a freezing rainstorm all day today, so you could just imagine how it is outside. So
Right. So I always kind of thought that it was almost, I wouldn't say an advantage, but I often thought, like, I don't know how to say this, because as a younger kid, I felt like, oh, poor me, man. Like, it must be so good to be Jeffrey Rastrelli and be able to ride all season long. but as you know, as maybe my perspective changed a little bit, I liked that I lived somewhere where there was the seasons, because it almost felt like when the weather was good, whether it was late into the fall or as soon as the weather changed in the spring.
Well, that's the best.
You know, when the weather's good enough to ride, it's like we made the most of it. Like, especially growing up, like, we were at the racetrack every single, like the practice track, every single day that we possibly could, right? And I often thought, like, maybe we really made hay while the sun shined, where if we lived somewhere, right, where the weather was 75 or 80 every single day, like, maybe you'd be drawn to go do other things. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but.
No, that makes sense. I mean, I definitely wish I could ride all year round. I mean, everybody does.
But couldn't you burn yourself out that way, maybe?
I think so because like take for instance when the Rettas ended, I took a like a pretty much like 3 weeks off of not riding and that was nice and just to hang out with your friends and do other things and not worry about racing your four wheeler all the time is nice too, but you do eventually come to miss it. But no, riding in the fall around here and I mean in Wisconsin where you live and in the Midwest, it's a nice feeling, like just warm enough to not have a sweater, but it's nice. So
you're exactly right, like fall weather's the best, and again I like being somewhere where the seasons change. Again, I would love to live somewhere where I can ride every day too, don't get me wrong, but I guess there's pros and cons.
Success in the ATV MX world is similar to what creates financial success as well. The right people, the right advice, and more importantly, hard work and the benefit of an ongoing relationship as situations change and adversity is experienced. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you reach your goals? Haymower Financial Group can create a personalized, goal-based plan to help your family prepare for whatever life brings. Call me, Scott Haymower, at Haymower Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, at 920-338-8150. That's 920-338-8150. Offices located in beautiful De Pere, Wisconsin, with registrations and clients nationwide.
Headlined by the 4130 Chromoly, Launderville Steel and Concrete Supply is a full-service steel supplier of new and surplus steel, aluminum, and stainless steel products. This racing family-owned full metal service center and concrete product supplier comes with over 30 years of experience serving the entire United States from their central Midwest location. As the number one choice for nationwide shipments and with available next-day delivery in select areas, LSE has you covered near or far. 4130 is not just the chromoly tubing and plate used in the building of chassis for an array of motorsports applications, but it is also the name of the newest addition to the Pro Paddock with riders Jaden JJ Launderville and Max Lindquist, introducing the new 4130 Motorsports team. Launderville Steel offers a large selection of material for any project, including their concrete division that can supply everything you need to complete your next business or personal project. For a quote or more info, visit LaundervilleSteel.com today or give them a call at 715-675-6193. That's 715-675-6193. Here at Digging Deep, we have an obvious passion for ATVs and pridefully enjoy sharing the sport's history. Since 2019, when the podcast was born, we've been working to partner with individuals who share our passion, but one man and his vision had been missing from our partnership group. Until now. When it comes to the sport's history, the hallowed grounds of Binky's Forever ATC Museum has it all. Binky Tapscott's mind-blowing collection of three and four-wheelers has preserved history by spanning all makes and models from Honda three-wheelers in chronological order to unique builds that shaped ATV racing as we know it, like Doug Gust's iconic DRZ-powered hybrid thumper and everything in between. There's no denying Binky's passion, a passion that we certainly relate to here at Digging Deep. Binky's goal is to share his amazing collection with fellow enthusiasts by making his prized possessions accessible to the public via scheduled visits. Follow Forever ATC Museum on Facebook and watch foreveratc.com for further updates on possibly getting a chance to see Binky's Forever ATC Museum for yourself. We are proud to welcome Binky's Forever ATC Museum to the Digging Deep family. As the number one podcast in ATV racing, it's only right that we partner with the industry leaders in suspension tuning. Insert Impact Solutions. Impact Solutions is a full-service ATV and side-by-side suspension center specializing in the revalving and service of your motocross and off-road suspension. With over 25 years of elite-level knowledge, experience, and testing with riders of all ages and ability levels, Jay Goble and the Impact crew strive to exceed clients' expectations for service and setup. Impact Solutions is the official Elka Suspension Service Center of the United States, offering unmatched product knowledge and experience. Whether you're in need of service, parts, warranty, sales, or technical support, Impact Solutions has you covered. Head over to ImpactSolutionsATV.com or give them a call today. With the desire to keep you in the race, Ultimate Poly Products offers the Ultimate Protection Collection of case savers, chain sliders, intake manifolds, and more. Founded on quality in 1998, this family-owned and operated business produces products created by racers for racers. These industry-leading products are proudly made and manufactured in the USA, with their case savers being made of the highest quality American-made polyurethane on the market and designed to completely conform to your engine case to help prevent case damage from a thrown chain, because no one wants to be a spectator on race day. Join top pro riders like Bryson Neal, Walker Fowler, John Glotta Jr., Adam McGill, Cole Richardson, and more by using UPP Racing products. Use discount code DIGGINGDEEP15 at uppracing.com to save on your next order. Ultimate Poly products, made to last longer so you can ride more. Thanks for listening, and remember to support our partners. Now back to the show. So your stock, pal, surely on the rise. And the series took note of the way that you kind of burst onto the scene this year, as you've been nominated for Amateur Rider of the Year from the 2023 yep. season here. And when you look at the names that you're up for the award with, there's only three of you. Casey Fancher, yourself, and Mason Jackson. So pretty good company you're keeping there. All yeah. multi-title winners from this past season. That's got to be pretty cool feeling to be kind of nominated for that award. And that was always something, you know, year after year, that watching these awards, you know, pop up, and even as an amateur rider, that Amateur Rider of the Year, man, there's something special about that. So that's got to be even pretty cool. Win, lose, or draw, to be nominated for it, man, it's got to be got to be pretty special.
Yeah, no, you said it perfect. Like, it's obviously been my dream for years to even be nominated for that, and yeah. even like if I do win it or whatnot. But no, it means the world to even be nominated for that, because out of the select few people that even got nominated for it, it's pretty cool. So even like the past year's winners and people who've been nominated for it, it's pretty cool.
So what if I would have told you, if I would have came to you in March and I would have said, hey, Tom, you're going to be nominated for Amateur Rider of the Year, however many months from now, 8 months from now, what would you have told me?
Wouldn't have believed you.
I love it. I figured that would be the answer that you had, but what a cool thing that is, especially to have not expected it. You know, it's one thing to get it, but to have almost surprised yourself, man, that's a pretty cool position to be in.
Yeah, no, I didn't even... Like I said before, like I didn't even expect to win a race this year. So no, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Well, let's broaden the conversation a little bit here before we get out of here. Because the much anticipated schedule dropped last week, and kind of yeah. going over that. So the season will again kick off at the Daytona ATV Supercross for another season here, with the pros and the pro sport riders, you and the rest of the pro sport riders heading to Daytona for that season opener. And then the series will then have their full kickoff in Texas for the full on season opener at Underground. After that, at Chicani, a Georgia venue that was a staple on the schedule for many years, Etchikani returns to the schedule for the first time since 2015. And then after that, the schedule kind of resembles the recent schedules that we know, with Ironman, High Point, Buds Creek, Sunset Ridge, Pleasure Valley, Briarcliff to follow, and then the season finale at Loretta Lynn's, of course. What were your reactions to the schedule there, Tom? Anything stand out to you from this schedule here for 2024?
No, the schedule, I liked it as soon as it came out. I think it'll be a good schedule. I'm definitely looking forward to going to Etchikani. I've seen the videos of it in the past, and it looks real sandy and rough. So that should be really, really fun. The rest of it, as you said, resembles like the last year and the previous years. And mm-hmm. no, I think all the tracks on there are good and should be good.
Yeah, pretty cool. It's always exciting to see what the schedule is going to hold. And yeah, I found myself on the Digging Deep pages kind of focusing in on the addition or return of Etchikani, just because the rest of it is pretty status quo, but pretty cool. And maybe this comes back full circle in our conversation here to being a kid. And Etchikani was one of those tracks that I would obsessively watch the videos about from the early 2000s and watch the Etchikani races from back then. And I just remember on some of those, like 2005, the dominant year that John Natale had, and him just walking the field there at Etchikani, and some of these old videos. So kind of cool, because I love when the series goes back to a staple that's been on the schedule in years past, kind of like back when we went back to High Point and some of these other places. It just seems right to have a race there. So pretty cool to see that event get back on the schedule for 2024. And not only that, but I kind of said this in some of our posts over the last couple of days about that event. But Etchikani has almost always been a wild card, because being early in the season there and being such a rough and rugged, sandy, treacherous racetrack, man, yeah. Like it's always been a wild card in the way that like the people that are in the best shape are going to really stand out at that race. Yeah. Cause not everybody is in mid-season form in April, you know? So,
and some people might be showing up and just like
exactly
Friday practice being the first time they're riding for the season too.
Well, cause some people might come from Canada or from Wisconsin, you know, yeah, like not exactly. Everybody's got the luxury of being at Deckers or somewhere down south. So, yeah, I think that's the part that stands out to me. And then obviously love to see the schedule that we know and expect. So many great racetracks on there. Love going back to Briarcliff. Just so many things yep. that stand out to me in that regard, but, in Bud's Creek too. Cool to have Bud's Creek back on the schedule. And maybe that's the example I should have used, when I was saying it's cool to go back to places that the series has went to in the past. Yep. It just seems like some of those places have an ATV racing history, and it's cool to kind of highlight that, relive that. I mean, that's why, like, leading up to some of these events, I love sharing the old videos of races past there. It's just some of the ATV racing heritage that I think is cool to kind of touch on. But yeah, I thought the schedule was good, man. As soon as you receive that schedule, the gears start turning a little bit. It feels like the season isn't that far away.
Yeah, always pumped for Sunset Ridge and Briarcliff. Those are probably about my two favorite tracks on the circuit. So mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's something about Sunset and Briarcliff, those tracks. I don't know what it is, but I really like it there.
Polar opposites there too. Polar opposites. We have Sunset exactly. Ridge, which is pretty soft. That's probably, I mean, that's like our home track. So love Sunset Ridge. Obviously that's our favorite too. But then yeah, Briarcliff is, you know, is clay and hard packed and totally, totally opposite.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird for me to think that or whatever, but it's, I mean, I like it there. I like it at both places, and
I love
just, it. I like how rough that, Sunset gets and mm-hmm. just late in the day, and just how, like, it gets brutal, and whoever has rode late in the day there can tell you that it gets brutal. And and then Briarcliff, all the big sends there, and how fast the track is, and how the track develops. It's nice to have those tracks and all the other tracks on the schedule again.
Yeah, man, I love to see it. You're kind of hitting on the reasons why I love those tracks too. So last topic before we get out of here, buddy, the Quad Cross of Nations. Now I could be totally wrong and totally in left field, but I swore I saw a photo of you over there with the American squad. Did you go to Italy this past fall?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. So I saw this photo and I couldn't find it as I got ready for our conversation here, but I swore I saw a photo of you over there. So I'm so glad I didn't just throw this out there and then be totally yeah. wrong.
No. My mom and I went there we went to London first for a day, just as like a layover. And then we went to Italy to go watch. And that was a super, super cool experience. Just to see all the other countries there competing and racing, and all the guys from the U.S. and riding there, and how different the world is over there too, especially like driving up these mountains in this little car and stuff like that. But no, it was a super, super cool experience. And especially the whole Team USA just welcome us in like a family. And it was super cool.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, we talked with Joel, like to hear him say, you know, there's people that maybe he isn't, you know, like super tight with here, but then you see him over there and it's like, hey, I know that guy. Like you're yeah. my people kind of thing. Is that, I'm assuming that's how it is.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how it was. And it made you feel a little bit more at home and more comfortable, but mm-hmm. yeah, definitely watching all those countries race and stuff and seeing what Team USA put on, it makes you want to have a team of your own, obviously being from a different country and whatnot, but mm-hmm. hopefully someday that could happen, and maybe we Team Canada could have a team. You never know what can happen, but that would be super cool if it did.
So literally on my sheet here, pal, I have like my very next note is how cool would it be to lead Team Canada at a future Quad Cross of Nations event? Like that would be pretty rad.
No, that'd honestly be my, that'd be dream come true. And like that'd be the biggest goal of mine in ATV racing, honestly.
So if we were fielding a team today, Tom, you know, if we had Tom Ebden as one of the team members, I mean, who else from Canada would be on the radar? Fill me in on that. Cause obviously, you know, the Canada ATV racing landscape, like who else would be up for nomination for this team?
So there's definitely, there's a couple, people from Quebec. I'm pretty much like the only person from Canada, but there's Andrix Bieland. He's
oh,
coming
yeah.
up on the he's
great
coming
rider.
Up on the scene, so
great
maybe
rider.
In a few years he can be on the team. And there's a couple other people. I'm not sure of his last name. He did race at Loretta's. I'm pretty sure his name's Nicholas.
Okay.
Don't know his last name. I feel bad for not knowing it, but he's pretty quick too. And there's a couple other people in Quebec, but there's it's kind of hard obviously because there's really not many people left that race four-wheelers around here.
Is there a women's rider that comes from Canada too?
Olivia Joyner. Yeah.
Olivia Joyner. That's what I thought. Cause she's a really talented rider as well. So,
yeah.
I hate that I put you on the spot. I didn't mean to put you on the spot here, but I thought it'd
no,
be cool. Thought it'd be cool to kind of highlight the, you know, the other notable Canadian riders going on right now in
for
ATV
sure.
Motocross.
Yeah, no. So hopefully someday that we can make that happen because that'd be super cool if we could just even go to a different country and do that. That would be super cool.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm glad that I wasn't totally wrong about you being there in Europe.
Yeah.
I haven't got the chance to go overseas yet for this event or otherwise, but I always thought, you know, what you hear about Europe is so much older than, you know, than what we experience
yeah.
here in the United States. Everything in the United States is pretty quote unquote new compared to the things that are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds or thousands
for
of
sure.
years old in Europe. So something as a history buff, something that I'd love to see, but yeah, cool that you got to go over there, check out the racing, you know, kind of be a part of Team USA or be right there with Team USA. Pretty cool thing. But pal, this has been a blast. Been a blast to get to know you a little
bit.
I know I remember that you and I chatted at Ironman, I believe, and just a little bit. And I came away from that conversation, you know, so impressed with you and obviously impressed with you as a rider, all the great, great racing, great riding, great winning that we saw from you this season. And again, just came away impressed from that first conversation and impressed with you now. Many of my listeners will soon be seeing a lot of you and then the pro sport, pro am, and potentially the pro class in the future. So I'm happy to, you know, kind of get a leg up on introducing you to them. That's something that we take a lot of pride in here at Digging Deep. And man, I really appreciate you making a little time for us because this has been a great conversation. So I appreciate your time, pal.
Thank you. No, it's once again, it's been an honor and thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, buddy, we're wishing you the best of luck in the Amateur Rider of the Year award race. As well as obviously wishing you the best of luck next season. We'll be in obviously in contact before then, but congrats on another great season. Wishing you all the best going forward. But for now, congrats on a hell of a season. And thanks so much for joining me again, pal.
Thank you, Cody.
That's Tom Ebden, two-time ATV Motocross National Champion in 2023, signing off on the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast brought to you by UPP Racing and uppracing.com. Thanks so much, pal. Have a good night. Man, what a fun conversation with Tom Ebden. I'm sure I won't be the only one cheering for him in 2024 and beyond. Thanks to Tom Ebden, our featured guest tonight. Thanks to producer Dallas Jansen, my brother, for all his hard work. Thanks to Brooke, an AMA official, Harv Whipple. Thanks to all of our donors. You know who you are. We appreciate you so much. Thanks to all of our partners, CST Tires. Go to shop.csttires.com today. Yamaha, thanks to Blue Crew. Thanks to SSI Decals, Valvoline, DID Racing, Racing Chain, Namira Technologies, Bronco ATV and UTV Components, Launderville Steel Enterprises and Concrete Supply, the financial advice of the Haymauer Financial Group, DP Brakes, Factory 43, Binky's Forever ATC Museum, Impact Solutions, Ultimate Poly Products, UPP Racing. Use code DIGGINGDEEP15 at uppracing.com and Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. Support the brands that support our show, and don't forget to use those codes to save. Find it all on our website, and be sure to click that Rocky Mountain ATVMC banner for all your gear and parts needs and to help us out. And most of all, thanks to you guys for listening. All of our Digging Deep merch is available at shop.diggingdeepatvmx.com. ATV Fantasy info as we get closer and closer to the start of the 2024 ATV Fantasy season. How exciting is that? That's available at atvfantasy.com. And if you're looking for another easy way to help support us, visit our website and click the Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee buttons. This allows you to set up a one-time or monthly contribution to support our efforts. Follow the show on social media, Digging Deep ATVMX Podcast, and myself, Cody Jansen, for additional content, coverage, and more fun stuff here in the dog days of this off season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. Wherever you find podcasts, you'll find the Digging Deep ATVMX Podcast. All episodes, additional podcast providers, sponsor links and discount codes, show merchandise, fantasy info, and more, like I said, are all available on our website, diggingdeepatvmx.com. So check that out today. Be a friend, tell a friend. Please download, subscribe, rate, review, and share. And with that, for Tom Ebden, Brooke Jansen, Dallas Jansen, and I'm your host, Cody Jansen, thanks for listening to and making us the most listened to podcast in ATV racing, with more than 241,000 downloads last month in 105 total countries. Until next time, thanks for joining us in digging deep with the stars of ATV motocross.
Things are crashing and burning here at the Digging Deep podcast, much like the Titanic.
Those guys were hauling ass, for real.
I remember watching Doug Guss, I don't know who it was, Steel City, running the same times Friday afternoon as James Stewart was on Sunday back then. It was mental. I've never seen quads go that fast.
Quadlers are freaking nuts.